First question, because it's a question that just came in once again. So we'll discuss it, and then we'll get to our other question. The question was that a couple lives in an apartment where the dud doesn't work, and therefore the only way that they can get hot water for the bath is if they boil up water in pots on their stovetop. This is what they do, and they pour it into the bathtub. Question is, is there any problem to fill up the water, the pots of water, and put it on the stove in the kitchen if the wife is there? Is there any issue with that at all? So we're still going to get to the din rechitza, that first of all, the whole din of preparing water is dafka. If it's bifonel, if it's not bifonel, then it's not a problem. So lechera, if she's not in the kitchen, there's nothing to talk about. The shayla is bichlal, is there any problem for him to prepare for her? All we saw brought down is that there's a problem of her to prepare for him. However, the Achrayin and the Aruch HaShulchan and the Pesach Yizmanim bring down that also, the Chochum HaSadim seems to go that the Nezikas HaKreis HaSadim Mita and the Chatzpon Ever the Raglav are also just the same way that they're also from her to him, also from him to her. Meila L'Chera would be a problem. The shayla is, what's Nichlal in Rechitza? What was Aser? And how does it play out practically with money? So we saw when you get to the towels, for example, you let it fill up the water cup in the sink for it to wash until the dime for bread. Is that any problem? So we saw, according to the towels, for sure it's not a problem. The towels is only it's rechitza is dafka if it's as he's washing himself and you're pouring water either straight on top of him with a kiluach, or it's into the bowl that the water is coming out of on top of him and you're filling up the bowl, that would be aser. But to fill up a cup is not a problem. So the Shach, Ein, Nikus Gethri says, look at the Shach, is it not that way? He brings down from Rabbeinu Yair, and Rabbeinu Yair says that you're not allowed to be Meichin, you're not allowed to bring him water to wash his feet. By says, even though you're not pouring on top of him, you're just preparing the water itself. However, he says only to wash the feet. So the Prideya, Mashma, to wash hands would be okay. Some people say, well, Lavdafka maybe. But look here, you don't have a riot from the Shach. The Bach says, Bachlal, it's only if it's hot water. If it's cold water, it's not a gale. The Machaber, the Maitzapas, not that. He says, even Tainin. But to fill up water for a Dvar Mitzvah, the washing hand, is the Chara not a Chiva, you do it for anybody. It's hard to say that such a thing would be Aser. The question is, if your mom is preparing a bath, that's when it's going to be a problem. If you're not allowed to turn on the bath for her to prepare herself. It only can be if you and her are both in the bathroom together and for some reason she doesn't want to turn on the hot water. Because if she's not in there, then it's not a problem. She's in the front end. If she's there, you wouldn't be able to prepare. Now the question is, how about heating up water? Is that considered problematic? So certainly to bring the hot water from the stovetop and pour it into the bathtub in front of her, that would be problematic. However, to just heat up, put the pot of hot water on the stovetop and it's going to get heated up, that's not a problem. That's not preparing the water. It's only prepared for rechitza once it gets to the place. So as she could be there while you're putting the pot on the stove. However, when you're pouring it in, when you're schlepping it and pouring it in, when you're schlepping it and pouring it in to the bathtub, it should not be in front of her.
Bring it to where it is.
Yeah, maybe, because that's not considered ready for rechitza, maybe. The shell is, how far can you take the Rabbeinu Yehuda? Because the Rabbeinu Yehuda says to prepare, give him water that he's going to be ready to draw line. It's mashma that it's not, you're putting it into the thing. Just preparing the water for her to do it, that maybe is also. That's that. Last night, I met a, he's actually a Rebbe in Cheder. And he has pneumonia, so he was out for 2 weeks. That's after his wife fell and broke her leg. So she was out. She's on crutches. So he's trying to help her, and she's trying to help him. The shayla is, what do we do when she's in either? What are you allowed to do? What are you not allowed to do? So we saw bichlal when giving food. Are you allowed to prepare food? Then we saw bringing a drink in a konami meziga would be a problem. Meziga and putting it down in front of him would be a problem. The shayla is, if one without the other is a problem. The shach, the katan yud gimel seems to nemon, that one without the other is a problem. Whether it's a drink, whether it's achila, not like the Taz that says that bringing food is a ma'isa avdus, it's only meziga sakreis, which is a ma'isa shalchiva. The shachnims are not that way, and that seems to be the minig olam. The nemon say by achila, say by shtiyah, that it's a problem. Even though the shachnim of katan yud dalid seems to say maybe that one without the other, meziga without the, just hagasha by itself is not a problem. The olam seems to nemon that it is an issue. Decide to put down
a drink except for water is mutter, or pour a drink in front of her. If it's, she doesn't have to, if it's not far away from her, if she has to bring it to herself, that would be a problem. And to give her food would be a problem. So either you could do it with your left hand, it's considered a shinui. If you generally give it to her with your right hand, then giving it to the left hand would be considered a shinui. Masha'enken, if you don't make an issue of it, sometimes right, sometimes left. And in Chanami, it's not a shinui. Yes. I'm getting a lot of looks because the whole back bench was here last time when I said not this one. Anyhow, so the Machera, if Yosef Berkowitz holds that Bismanenu, that people are not makbid to give it off with the right hand, so the left hand is not a shinui. And that's true. If you're not makbid to give it with your right hand, then the left hand is not a shinui. If you are makbid, then it is. If sometimes you switch around your seats, it's also not a shinui, but the Beis Yosef says that it is. If it's a shinui, it's a shinui, but if it's not, it's not. So for sure it's true. If you're not makbid, then it's not a shinui. But if you are makbid, then it would be a shinui. Now, if it does make a difference to you which hand you use, then what's the other way to do it? Is don't put it down right in front of the person. Put it down a little further away, that they'll have to stretch out and put it out. That's already not considered the Maisa Chiba, that wouldn't be a problem. Now, with regard to everything else, the Mechaber says, if she's a choyla, if he's a choyla and she's not, she's serving him, so then the halacha is that she's allowed to be mishamashim. However, if there's no one else, however, she should try as hard as not as possible not to do a chitzpon of yodav ragla and atzasa mita. If she's not feeling well, and he's serving her, then he says that's more chomer because he's margol her much more, and mameila, he really shouldn't do it if there's anybody else. And there the advaz says that if you have to hire somebody to do it, then that's included in that there is somebody else. You should hire somebody. The question is how much money you have to spend. That's a big shayla. Well, you should hire somebody. If you mamash need to do something which is asr. But interestingly enough, the Radvaz is meiko. The Radvaz says even if it's a choyla she'in bo sakono and there's no one else and it's sarf lagan habe, then it's mutter. The Ramah seems to say in Sifkotan Yud Zayin, we're talking about where she's sick and the husband is a doctor. So the Machaber says that it's also shlamashish la'adafek. It's also for him to take her pulse. And from there, the basis understands that it's maybe according to the Rambam, Yorik Vayavar. I'm trying to get it right. Shaf says no way. Even according to the Rambam, Safka, if it's derech tavis biyom. The Tarsus Shalom says that maybe between a husband and a wife, it always is. Yesh la'ayin. However, the Ramah says over there that dafka if there's no one else to do it, then you're allowed to do it. If it's sakona becholeh, dafka if there's a sakona, mashma without a sakona in a chanami, then it doesn't help if it's a chelish in a sakona. So her not like this Radvaz, which would mean that in this case, that in a chanami lecher is not a chelish in a sakona, it's a chelish in a sakona whether he has pneumonia or Hashem is an antibiotic and he's pneumonia and she's broke her leg. And but no chayla sheyish by sakana, then the chayra, you wouldn't have the kulois that are mentioned here in the Ramah. However, the Pesach Shuvah brings down, and the chayra, this is a good etzah, that if you have to be mashal al defek, you can do it all day of begging. If you do it anytime that you have a hefsek in between, you don't mamash have an agiyah, so then you're always working, it's not as usher, because there's no agiyah of the basar. And derech habeged in a chanami were machmer, but kokama that it's not, it's a chayla, then it could be if there's no one else, one would be able to be makel in such a case. Lakimbo lashkivo says that it's mutter savisa if there's no one else. But lachura, if you're doing it, you could do it especially if you're not even touching with your hand, you could grab her with the arm and help her down, do it in some other way. Certainly the chari, you can be able to make her. She trips and you have to pick her up, right? Also, that's what they always swear. It's better for the husband to pick her up or somebody else to pick her up. What's the way? We'll leave that for Parchokim and Arayim. And Mamela, the chari will be telling you this machlekes really. According to Ramah, it's mashma that adafka, if there's no one else and there's a sakana, then the husband's allowed to be mishamish the wife. But if it's not a sakana, it's mashma not. The Radvaz seems to say even if it's chilash, ain't by sakana will be mutter. And the chur I did davar acher. There's much more mocking to be mekel.